Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. That's Prince, Third Eye Girl, Mr. Psycho. It's been my theme song for the past 4 months. Yes, indeed, because I love it so much. Great way to identify the show also. So big shout out to Prince and Third Eye Girl. I just can't wait to listen to hear the reissue of Purple Rain. Love the new music, but of course, I'm an old head, and I am so glad that, you know, I'm just so glad we're going to have new old music and new music. And I hope that Prince, I love all of Prince movies, honestly. And Under the Cherry Moon, Graffiti Bridge, I know Purple Rain was the main thing. You know what I'm wondering? You know, back in the 80s when Purple Rain was released, we always heard of talk regarding a Purple Rain to a sequel. I know Graffiti Bridge was supposed to have been like kind of sort of a sequel to Purple Rain, but it really, you know, it played off of Purple Rain, and it still told like the story of Prince and his friends, but it was not the Purple Rain sequel that we were anticipating, right? And then also, I've always been interested in the 16mm film that was made, produced pre-Purple Rain, which spawned the idea of Purple Rain, you know, to really catapult Prince's career back in the 80s. So in the near future, we'll talk strictly Minneapolis sound, the history of Prince and Minneapolis sound, his friends and his proteges and all of that, with this big news that we've received the past couple weeks regarding Prince and Warner Brothers, and also looking forward to hearing more from MPG. I wonder, you remember when Prince was vice president of A&R with Warner Brothers? I mean, we were so hyped. Oh my God! I hope that he will do some projects like that. You know, and when he was on City Hall, he talked how he loved, you know, teaching, and so, oh my God. Again, I think he would be awesome on American Idol, First Choice, and other shows like The Voice as mentors on the show. You know, he surprised us back in, what, like 08, 07 on American Idol. And it would be so awesome if he was a mentor. But enough with that, because you guys know I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. You know that I'm in one of the states where we have been like, woo, praying. It has been deadly tornadic weather going on right now. We're under weather watches again today. You know, there's been 34 deaths here in the deep south in Mississippi. There's been 9 deaths confirmed, some people missing. Around this time yesterday, it was just crazy. And today we've been preparing. It's been a beautiful day. It's been an extremely windy day, but our beautiful sunny days can change in a snap of a finger, really. And with the things, you know, it's something, you know, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All my 45 years I've lived here in Mississippi, you know, spending time in Dallas, part-time during my teens and 20s, and getting ready to start going back and forth to Dallas and going to New Orleans a lot also. I just told my mom, I'm wondering, will I get new digs here, Dallas, or New Orleans? So I'm looking forward to going to the Small Business Expo in Dallas, which was kicked off in Chicago on the 24th. And, of course, I've been postponing that New Orleans trip, but you guys know I'm not going to miss the 4th of July weekend in New Orleans and also make it down there before that weekend so I can, like, map out things, you know. But 4th of July weekend is going to be rocking like it's nobody's business in New Orleans. But big shout-out to my friends in Big D. I got an invite today to a Josh Howard birthday party at this new establishment that's opening this weekend, Friday, downtown Dallas, Salt Dallas. It's a membership only type thing. And thank you guys for inviting me. Also, V Lounge in Fort Worth always keep me on that list, and many others. So big, big shout out. The list goes on my friends in Florida and in Minneapolis. Shout out to Paisley Park Studios for inviting me to Paisley Park After Dark events that's happening up there. I'm looking forward. I'm working to resume traveling. So thank you for the invites, and you know, don't stop because you never know. You never know. You really don't. Because I love spring and summertime. I see where some places it's blizzard weather, like in South Dakota. I have friends in North Dakota. I have friends in South Dakota too that I network with, and but I have friends that work in North Dakota and so on, and relatives in Montana. I haven't talked to my relative in Montana, but I know it's still winter blizzards up in North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana and all that. So I don't know to say happy spring or happy whatever, but thank you all for keeping your friends in the Deep South in Mississippi and Oklahoma and Missouri and Texas and Alabama and Georgia and Tennessee in your prayers regarding what we're experiencing with this weather. It happens, and it's so sad that lives are lost. You know, sometimes it comes from debris falling on people or just a rumble tumble. But I'm amazed at the happy ending stories that have been shared also, where people have gone into their safe places, in their closets and in their tubs, and then come out and nothing exists but the area that they were safe in. I mean, to me, you know, I have friends who, many of you are atheists, but even atheists would know that there are higher powers or something. But there's been proof with these miracles happening, with people coming out saying, I know this one girl said, I asked the Lord to spare my family, and the Lord spared her family. She said, I prayed and prayed. She said, I was just praying. It spared a family. Everything in the house, in the neighborhood, was literally floored. But she said, that's what I asked the Lord for. I prayed and asked the Lord, please spare my family. Please pray my spare my family. And, you know, some people might say, well, that was going to happen anyway. You know, prayers work. Prayers work. Your prayers work most definitely here. In Mississippi, you know, Winston County hit a hospital, hit a daycare. People are right here in Jackson right now at UMC, University Medical Center, in the hospital. And we thank you, I continue praying for everyone that I network with online and offline. You know, I'm a work in progress. I don't call myself I'm all this and holier than thou, but I do put God first. And I thank those of you that keep me in your prayers, those of you that keep God and Jehovah and Allah and first also in your life. I appreciate your prayers and support. And there's a time that we all must come together. And it seems like I'm preaching, but the topic of the show schedule was supposed to be All Eyes on Jackson and talking about the direction. I like sharing information, tourist attraction information, tourism information
regarding Jackson. Jackson's a beautiful historical city, and it's a progressively growing city. And we just elected a new mayor last Tuesday. Our new mayor is a former city council person of Ward 6, Tony Yorbor. He's a preacher also, talking about prayer. And he was sworn in on Thursday morning as our new mayor, and he defeated our late mayor, Chokwe Lumumba's son, attorney Chokwe Etar Lumumba. And he's our new mayor, and he had plans for us. And I started maybe 1 or 2 minutes late. I must have scheduled a show for 30 minutes because no way could it be time to end the show. I'm so glad I'm able to produce the show this evening because I thought it would be taking cover and trying to get safety regarding the show because I had the show scheduled. So I rescheduled it for the evening time. Around this time yesterday, you guys networked with me on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. You've seen the pictures that I posted from my iPad Mini of how horrible the weather looked at this time yesterday. So I went ahead and rescheduled the program to this morning. Then I rescheduled to this evening because this morning the weather was it was looking bright, but they were predicting we were going to experience the same thing. So I had blogged on my Tumblr page that if we were experiencing really bad weather, I would be rescheduling again, but thankfully not. So our governor has been planning and directing us and keeping us. And MEMA, of course, has been updating us here in the state. But apparently I didn't schedule the show for 30 minutes, but for next month, I'm going to resume back to longer broadcasts and also playing more music because I'm getting so much awesome music. And this is spring and summertime. It's time. You think the holiday season is a good time to play good music. Spring and summertime, time for us to let our hair down and have good fun, good clean fun, right? It's time for us to have fun, enjoy spring and summer. And what goes good with spring and summer, not just good music and good attire and just feeling good, feeling blessed, but good music, right? We all have those spring and summer songs because there's like songs I like for summertime. I always love to hear Jay-Z, Jeff, and the Fresh Prince. Summertime. Love that song. When it's time for summer, like right at in about a month, I'm going to really want to hear that song, you know, because it really gets you hype. We're still celebrating springtime, right? But like in a month, got to hear that song, got to hear. I'm probably going to listen to it real soon and add it to the playlist also. So when it's time to get pumped for summertime, play Summertime most definitely. But apparently I have the show scheduled for 15 minutes. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting the Matters of the Heart broadcast. And, you know, the NBA had a press conference early today, so that's why it kind of sucked that I didn't have the show scheduled for 30 minutes because I wanted to talk a little bit about the playoffs and also regarding the L.A. Clippers owner, John Sterling, also being banned for life in the NBA and being fined $2.5 million. Regarding his racist statements, allegedly, well, not allegedly, because he have owned up to it, that his voice to his girlfriend. And so what am I saying? I'm so hyped and trying not to run out of time because my live streaming has stopped. And so, in the light of that, that was his girlfriend, right? His wife is suing his girlfriend, right, for funding monies and gifts that she's received from her, from Mr. Sterling as his mistress. Okay. And every day we're in love and we're in marriages and we're trying to, we're happily single or we're not happily single or we're happily married or we're not happily married or we're cohabitating, or we're in relationships, or out there having fun dating, or not dating, or preparing to get back out there in the dating world, like yours truly, you know, upgrading my social life and, you know, preparing, we're in my work in progress. So with that said, trust and honesty are important, right? They might not be important to some people, because some people have an attitude, you're going to do what you want to do. Hey, I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to be who I am, you know. But to me, trust and honesty is a foundation to a successful relationship, a successful friendship, a successful professional friendship relationship. When you're working with people, honesty and trust are important. But also, there's another word out there that sometimes prevents people from being able to trust and to be honest, and that word is betrayal. So I'm wondering, does Don Sterling feel betrayed? But then at the same time, that was his mistress. And then was he not betraying his wife by having a mistress for 4 years? Openly, you know. So this is not about them, but it, the topic of Matters of the Heart Wednesday is it really important? Are trust and honesty really important issues when it comes to relationships? I love listening to on air Ryan and Official Ellen K. They're always talking about relationships, and I love their segment, Ryan's Roses. And that makes you really think about trust and honesty. And Cheaters is one of my favorite shows, right? Cops, Cheaters. You know, we go back to talking about reality shows. You guys know I love reality shows. I'm even been in talks of getting marketing, getting my own reality show, dealing with professionals. And but Cheaters and Cops were like my original favorite reality shows, my guilty pleasures. And even with like Ryan's Roses segment on Air with Ryan and Cheaters, the issue, the topic is the main topic is honesty and trust. The people always say, "I can't trust you. Can I trust you? You're not being honest." And then people feel betrayed. So, really, how important is that? You know, it really is important to me, but to some people it might not be. I mean, how can we build trust and how can we rebuild trust? You know, how can we open up to being comfortable within relationships, within old relationships, within new relationships? How can we get that spark back in trust and be honest too in long relationships and marriages? You know, maybe you want your long-time marriage to work, but the honesty and the trust factor and being betrayed has been an issue. How do we master these? And it's, you know, it's an emotional journey, an emotional roller coaster, you know, like Vivian Green, the R&B singer, used to sing about many years ago. You know, how do we deal with that? And that's going to be the topic tomorrow. And then Steve Harvey was interesting today. There was a couple in there where the husband didn't show PDA. What are some of your guys' opinions regarding PDA? You know, I think PDA, just good simple PDA is, you know, it's good. You know, if it's natural and you're not trying to showboat, and then if you're trying to showboat, hey. But, you know, some people can be, like, literally having sex in front of you, but simple PDA, holding hands, hugging, kissing, you know, really being affectionate to one another, why not? You know, why not? That's my thoughts regarding PDA. You know, but some people, you know, there's a lot of factors that come into how people view PDA. But the time is running out because I had a 15-minute show schedule, and we thank you guys for your prayers, you know, the Red Cross and Salvation Army. They're working overtime, of course, here in Mississippi and in the Deep South regarding the tornadoes. Again, we're under watches in the Monticello area in South Mississippi. Tornado watches are going on. We're under thunderstorm watches and all that. So Oh, we thank you for your love and for your support. But before we run out of time, though, I don't want to, you know, to be, get caught without being able to end the show properly. So I thank you for tuning in and being devoted to the show. And tomorrow we will air. You know, if you network with me online, and most of you guys inbox me and chat with me and all that good stuff. And I would really love for you to call sometimes. Also, and chat in the chat room. Love chatting in the chat room. So thank you so much. And your prayers are always appreciated. And we'll continue talking about our eyes on Jackson, Mississippi, on Jacktown. In the near future, on next Tuesday, we'll talk about that and other topics. But tomorrow we'll be talking about matters of the heart and hot topics and keeping you guys updated on what's going on with the weather here. And then... also, we talk about, you know, matters of the heart. George Clooney's engaged. You know, wow, congratulations. Because I don't think the last podcast I had an opportunity to congratulate. But that is amazing right there. Yes, indeed, George Clooney. You know, who got the better catch, huh? They seem like they're a pretty hot couple. So congrats to them, most definitely. We'll talk about our favorite celeb couples and all that good stuff, the babies and engagements. This is bridal shower wedding season, you know, and I'm just a romantic, so I get excited about that. You know, some people think because I'm not romantically involved in anybody going through this crazy long time divorce, hopefully, prayerfully, I'll be have me a divorce decree real soon. I'll be legally single and unattached, but I'm a romantic. I'm a true romantic, and I'm loving it. This is bridal shower season, and wedding season, June is coming up, you know. You know, one of my first shows, we talked about do's and don'ts of when to have weddings and how to be cost-effective. Really, fall and winter weddings are most cost-effective. Wedding season time, June, springtime, most prices are out the roof. But, you know, I know. So I'm going to be quiet and not continue on because time is going to not permit me to continue to talk. But, again, I thank you for your love and your support. And remember, you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTREESHOKENTERTAINMENT @yahoo.com. And I love networking with you on Facebook and Twitter. Like the fan page on Facebook, Culture Shock Inc. Reports, KULTRESHOKENTREPORTZ. You put it in the search bar, it'll pop up, and then you can like the page, okay? And post whatever, you know, positive vibe stuff on it also, okay? And I thank you. So I'll go ahead and conclude the show, and looking forward to broadcasting again tomorrow. Thank you to those of you who, you know, every show, every broadcast from March 21st, 2011 is on the profile. You can listen to every previously recorded program right there at blogtalkradio.com/CultureShockInc, KULTRESHOKENT. And on Instagram, on Culture Shock Inc. Beth, KULTRESHOKENT, Beth, BETH, and Tumblr, KULTURESHOKENT, Beth.tumblr.com, okay? So follow me on Pinterest and all those good things. I still network on MySpace, not as much as I would like to, but I still network on MySpace. I get information. I post every once in a while, but if I can get it linked up right, I'll get back to it, you know. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you, and hugs to all of my friends. Big shout out to Ebony Empress also. I meant to listen to her show this evening, but was busy watching the weather. Then it's time to prepare for this 5:30 broadcast here. So big shout out to Ebony Empress, repping the UK. You know, she's so awesome. And I thank you, Ebony, for the times that you do call in. But big shout-out to Belinda Bostic also, doing her thing. Pure Romance, Andrea Carter, Nikki Roundtree. Nikki is so awesome. And also be sure to visit my web store, my Avon web store. This is, we think holiday, Thanksgiving and Christmas is gift-giving season. This is gift-giving season. Mother's Day is up on us. Father's Day, graduations, not to mention the proms and class days and being accepted to colleges and, I said graduations. I mentioned bridal showers. We always have baby showers happening, right? And weddings coming up. This is gift-giving season. Do not disregard Avon. I know many of you don't. So check out Avon. I have many, many fun, awesome gift ideas at Avon for everybody, the entire family. You can visit my web store at youravon.com/MissMS Bethany Williams, okay? Big shout-out to my district sales manager, Charlotte Hogue, and also district sales manager of the Delta, Mississippi Delta, who presented an awesome, awesome business networking rally meeting last Monday at the Hilton Garden Inn in Madison. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. So, there's more I'll be talking about regarding Avon on Thursday, because that's when I like to focus on Avon and other beauty and fashion topics. So thank you so much for your love and support. I know you guys can hear my iPhone just ringing away, and it doesn't want to stop. And I am on air, and I cannot answer. But again, thank you, and until next time, God bless, and I appreciate you.